Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
So, an armed individual shoots and kills an attacker in a school. An armed individual shoots and kills an attacker in a school. Broward County deputies ought to be paying attention to this. The individual sheriff down there, Israel, who isn't man enough to do the right thing and resign, the political hack that he is. Karma comes around, by the way, Sheriff. I hope he's paying attention to this, because this is the way it's done. I don't have all of the details on the shooting yet. We'll be talking with Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon in just a moment, who was fresh off the, he did the Ingram angle last night with Laura Ingram in Washington, D.C., in studio with her. It was wonderful. I had an enjoyable time watching it. And as a contributor to this program for quite some time, it was fun to see him on the program telling it like it is. Great to have that voice out there. We'll be talking with Stephen about that appearance and why he was on the show, more importantly than anything else. Following Stephen Gutowski will be Skip Coriel. Skip Coriel is a number of things to me. He's a good friend of mine. He's my publisher at White Feather Press. But he's also the organizer of the 2010 Second Amendment March in Washington, D.C. And Skip Coriel will tell you how long it took him to plan that march that didn't draw near a half a million people, and what the hoops that he had to go through as an adult who knows a little bit more about what he's doing than 15-year-old kids who the media is telling us are doing this all on their own. Stephen Gutowski debunked that myth yesterday in the Free Beacon piece by exposing where the money's coming from, and we'll tell you what it's really like to do. I was a speaker at that march in D.C., and I helped out with that. So I know what it takes to do this. And to hear the media tell you that this is just a bunch of kids is flat out disgraceful, but indicative of where we are today with today's media. But it took an armed individual today to stop a 17-year-old dead in his tracks. Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon. How you doing, brother? He dropped. Did he drop the line? We got to call him back. Sean, you want to give him a call back? Okay, we're going to try to get Stephen back on the line. Appreciate that very much. Let me go back into the Armed School Resource Officer, which is where I wanted to go with him. When he comes back, we'll let him pick it up from there. But this was at Great Mills High School in Maryland. Now, Maryland, again, the first thing that comes to my mind when I see this stuff is, with the level of gun control Maryland has, this shouldn't be happening. They've banned assault weapons. So I don't know what kind of weapon was used in the school. But round capacity in magazines, how can this possibly be? Do we have him back, Sean? Yes, no? Okay, Stephen, welcome back to the program. How you doing, my friend?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. I was just covering some of your Armed School Resource Officer shot Maryland High School attacker piece at the Free Beacon. Then I want to talk with you a little bit about the Ingram angle last night, because it was really fun to watch you on there and to see the exposure that you're giving to who is really behind this march. It's not the kids. And then following you, I know you won't be able to listen, but I just want to let you know who it is Skip Coriel, the individual who, in fact, created and founded the Second Amendment March in 2010, of which I spoke at, along with many, many others in the pro-rights community. And he's going to tell us how long it took him and all the hoops he had to jump through to go through this process to form the Second Amendment March. And I can promise you it was a hell of a lot longer than 3 weeks that it's taking supposedly a bunch of kids. So let's start with the Armed School Resource Officer shot Maryland High School attacker and the attacker being pronounced dead, two victims in critical condition. That's your piece, if you could go ahead and give us some info on that.
Yeah, well, essentially, I'm sure a lot of your listeners heard about this incident that happened this morning in Maryland, where a student came in and shot two other students. But what they might not know, this has been getting some coverage, but many people might not be aware that a school resource officer, an armed school resource officer, responded within a minute of the first shots and was able to shoot the attacker and kill him, which stopped the shooting from being much worse than it was. So, important story. It's bad news, of course, but good news that the school resource officer was able to do his job as he's supposed to.
Do we know anything about this attempted murderer in the school that was shot and killed by the resource officer yet? Why he was there, what kind of gun he was carrying? Do we know anything about his motivation?
We know that he was a student and that there may have been a relationship between him and one of the other students who was a female. So it might be a sort of domestic violence situation. It's not entirely clear because obviously there was another student shot as well in addition to the girl. So it's unclear. And from what the sheriff's office has said, he also took a shot at the school resource officer once he arrived. So it's not clear that he was, you know, how many people, what his plan was, how many people he wanted to kill, but certainly he injured two other students before the school resource officer was able to stop him.
So yet again, a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, how many times do we have to say this? So, boy, this goes so deep. We could go so far down so many roads with this because Deputy Scott Peterson down in Broward County could have done the same thing. We now know that to be the case because he had time. He decided to go outside, stay outside rather than go inside and confront the attacker. It's highly likely and highly probable that that killing in Broward County would not have been near as bad had that resource officer who was armed decided to engage. True statement?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. But this guy's a cop, Steve, and this guy's a school resource officer. He's not a teacher. I mean, this is proof that we teachers don't need guns.
Certainly that's an arguable point. Obviously, in this case, the school resource officer was close enough to be able to engage within a minute of the first shots, but that's not necessarily always going to be the case. And obviously, gun rights activists or people who believe that teachers should be armed would say that the best person to respond to something like this is the closest person, which may be a teacher in many of these circumstances. So obviously that's the other side of the argument.
And may not very well be that resource officer who in this case happened to be there and was able to respond quickly and efficiently in time. So, yeah, that's something that we'll be seeing discussed on this case, no question about it. I've already gotten a bunch of emails on it today regarding the fact that an armed individual stopped something worse. What are you seeing yet? Is the left pouncing on this like they are the Parkland kids, or is the story not sexy and juicy enough because somebody actually stopped this murder and they don't want to talk about that?
Well, from what I've seen on cable news so far, specifically MSNBC, it's something of a mix where, you know, obviously it's another example of a school shooting. So they're talking about that. And then in regards to the school resource officer, there has been a lot of talk, oddly enough, for this sort of weird argument that, well, this kid only had a handgun.
Oh.
So the officer was evenly matched with him is mm-hmm. how the argument goes. If he had had a rifle and an AR-15, then I guess the idea is the officer wouldn't have been able to stop him, even though...
The Matrix comes into play then when we're talking about an evil AR-15. The Matrix comes in, everything begins to slow down. The shooter can turn and move slowly and dodge the pistol bullets because he has an AR-15 on him. It's a bunch of garbage and bunk and media ginned-up crap. But, you know, it's not surprising to me that that's what we're hearing out there. So I wanted to ask the question, because some of those same people, if they're really genuine in their convictions, would be saying now that we need to ban handguns too, right? I mean, look, it's not just the AR-15, it's a handgun too. So, I mean, why aren't they out calling for that? Is it that they just don't like the AR-15, they're okay with handguns, and Shuang Wei Cho killing 30-plus people with a handgun, they're okay with this kid killing or attempting to kill two people because the cop was evenly matched and we don't need weapons of war? You see where I'm going with this? I could go everywhere with this.
Sure.
Where's their convictions?
I don't know. I can't parse the various motivations behind why they make one argument and another, and whether or not that makes sense or they're being consistent is certainly something that people can judge for themselves.
Yeah. Well, people will judge for themselves, no doubt. But we just made a number of good points. It wasn't an AR-15, so do they still want to ban the AR-15 or... I'm sure they do, of course, so why not go after the handguns, too? I mean, come on, gun grabbers, while you're at it, tell us what you really want to do. Let it all out. The 17-year-old had a gun. Stephen, is it legal for a 17-year-old to possess a handgun of any type in Maryland?
No.
Oh.
Not. Or anywhere.
It's not.
In America.
Anywhere in America, not just Maryland, right?
Yep. That's federal law, 21.
All right. Well, yeah, begs the question then, doesn't it? Certainly does. When we come back from the break, Stephen, I want to talk about your fantastic appearance on the Ingram Angle with Laura Ingram last night. It was wonderful. And I'm glad you tweeted that out, and I'm glad we were able to catch that, watched it live, and it was you did a, just a fantastic job. And the fact that you were in Washington, D.C. on the set with her made it that much better because you two could engage face-to-face rather than phone and on a split screen. It was great. Back with Stephen Gutowski right after this. It is the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true because the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners, that's you, $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you will take home $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world, and it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. Right now, it's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those 10 winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your 10 chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. I want to see you put your name on the winners list with that $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, you know that we're running out of time here for the armedandresponsible.com. Friday's the last day to get in on the 10 chances to win the 1500 bucks. 10 chances to win 1500 bucks to buy that Kimber 1911. Please head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get your name on there. 10 chances to win with one entry at the site. 1500 bucks. 10 of you are going to get 1500 bucks to buy that Kimber 1911. Armedandresponsible.com. Don't forget to go over there. It ends on Friday. Armedandresponsible.com. I believe I mistakenly said last week it ended on the 23rd. I thought it ended on Wednesday tomorrow, but it is in fact Friday. Okay, so I got my days screwed up. I apologize for that. Friday's the last day, and that is the 23rd, isn't it? So, all right, but nonetheless, it ends Friday, not Wednesday. My bad. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, use the promo code, please, at the AAR promo code at MyPillow.com. Mike's a great guy. Can't wait to have him back on the show. We're working on that with his PR folks right now. Talk some more fun gun stuff with Mike Lindell from MyPillow. And you guys are killing. You get a great product from Mike and support Armed American Radio. He gives back to Armed American Radio, and you get his product. It's just a win-win situation all the way around. And warfightertobacco.com, same promo code AAR. Let's go back to Stephen Gutowski. Stephen, your piece up here is fascinating for a number of reasons. You call it, well, it's written, Gutowski breaks down groups, celebrities behind pro-gun control march for our lives. You were on Laura Ingraham last night. I'm not going to play any of the clips because we've got you right here. But suffice to say, it was a great interview with you yesterday on Laura Ingraham's show. First off, did you have fun? It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very good. She's a very good host, so that made me very comfortable. It was a good back and forth, I thought.
It was wonderful. All right, it's just the kids putting this on all by themselves. These kids are so talented. They're very talented kids. That's not true, is it?
Well, I mean, they may be very talented kids.
Right, but in the context of the march, right, they're putting it on themselves.
But the idea that they're doing it alone, that they're organizing all this, that they're taking care of the permits and ordering the porta potties and setting up the speaker lists, that's not true, right? I mean, the reality is that there's a lot going into this from a whole host of liberal issue groups out there, not just the gun control people. And the gun control people are involved, all three of the big national gun control groups, Evertown, Giffords, Brady, they're all involved in organizing and planning this event. But there's also groups from that people might not expect, like Move On is involved. The Women's March, the same woman who helped organize the L.A. branch of the Women's March is the one who applied for the permits for the March for Our Lives march on Saturday, and then even Planned Parenthood is involved for whatever reason. So it's sort of a coalition of liberal groups that are help putting this on.
So it's safe to say that this is just going to be a big, because yesterday I just called it a big, gigantic, orgasmic love fest, and that's pretty much what it's going to be. It's just going to be a big liberal love fest, and now you've got, well, you've got Clooney's and Spielberg's and Winfrey's and the rest of them donating $500,000 a pop, which, by the way, is chump change for each one of those individuals, I might add. But it's interesting because I know a little bit about what goes into planning one of these marches. My next guest in the next half hour is going to be an individual who did it all by himself, and he's going to tell us what he went through to do this. It's not easy. These are professional people putting this on that know how to do this and have been there and done that before, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, certainly the kids are involved as the face of this, right? They're the ones doing all the media interviews, and they'll be there, and they'll, I'm sure, give speeches. But there's a large organization behind them helping them organize all this, which you wouldn't necessarily know just by watching 60 Minutes or the other interviews they've done over the last month. I mean, I think it's just fair that people understand what's really going on here.
And what's really going on here is we have the media-driven narrative that the kids are just amazing and doing this by themselves when, in fact, the media is leaving. And again, these are lies of omission. Listen, this is a lie of omission. They're not. I haven't heard anything about Planned Parenthood, Move On, and the Women's March, Stephen. I haven't heard a peep. from the mainstream press. Have you?
No. Well, I mean, you know, BuzzFeed reported on this. The print, there's it's here and there, but when you see these kids on TV, it's focused on them, and the idea is that they're the ones organizing everything. And this is sort of an idea that they're pushing themselves as well. If you look at their website, which we'll have more on how the actual structure of the organization coming out at the Free Beacon tomorrow, so people should check that out. But you know, if you look at what they're saying about themselves, they're trying to say that the kids, it's all the kids. The kids are, it's for kids, by kids, and the kid, the Parkland students are the ones organizing this. And it's like, well, it's not really true. I mean, they're involved in this, but they're not the ones who are applying for the permits, who are filing the disclosures for the nonprofit that they've set up. They're not the ones who are handling the financial donations. They're not the ones who are actually really organizing things. I mean, it's just the reality of it.
Well, I would be willing to bet that David Hogg didn't know how to do any of the things you just said by himself.
Sure. And I mean, it's like they're 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. Of course they don't know how to organize the details of a major protest in the nation's capital. Like, it's just unbelievable to for someone to try and say that, you know. And it's weird too, because it's like, why? What does it take away from them to just admit that this is going on, that they're getting help from established liberal groups? It doesn't hurt them. I mean, they can work with these groups if they want to. They can have whatever message they want to have. People should be honest about how it's.
Well, of course, and you have to wonder why they don't. That's, I think you just nailed it with that. Why won't they? Do they not want to align themselves with Planned Parenthood publicly? Why doesn't the media want to align these kids with Planned Parenthood? Why? What are they afraid of? Look, gun control is a liberal message. This is America. You can do. They can march in on Washington D.C. for whatever and anything they want. Why hide from it? Why hide from it? Why hide from MoveOn's participation in the Women's March? Why hide from Planned Parenthood? Who are they afraid of? See, that begs that question. Who are they afraid of, and what are they hiding from? I think that's the bigger picture there, is that they don't want that narrative getting out there because, oh, maybe some people who might otherwise be sympathetic to them when they find out that Planned Parenthood's involved and Planned Parenthood is responsible for funding how many murders in the eyes of millions of Americans across the country. This doesn't go too well together, does it? We've got 20 seconds, so I'll let you close it out and tell people where they can go to read all the cool stuff you got coming out this week.
I just head to freebeacon.com. Anytime you want to see some of my writing and my colleagues as well, we do a lot of original journalism here at the Free Beacon, and I think it's worth your time to read, so please check it out.
Freebeacon.com. It definitely is. Awesome last night. Great job on Laura Ingraham's program, The Ingraham Angle. No doubt that's going to lead to some more TV media for you, so I hope you're ready for that, Stephen. Wonderful work. Freebeacon.com. Stephen Gutowski. You'll hear him back here again very soon, I promise. Back after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to these Daily Defense studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Lots and lots going on. Too much to talk about. But and some of your tweets here are great. Again, just not enough time to get to everything. Let me just say this, that Stephen Gutowski exposed what we all know here on Armed American Radio. We've been talking about it for a little bit. He had a little bit more lowdown using his creds up there and was able to pinpoint some more things for us that the media is not talking about. But I want to go back to just one article from 2010. This appeared in CNN Politics. April 19, 2010, it was titled Gun Rights Advocates Rally in Washington, D.C. They're angry at the government and are demonstrating in the Washington area against what they see as the trampling of the Constitution. Their specific fear, Americans' right to bear arms under the Second Amendment, will be taken away. We're in a war. The other side knows they're at war because they started it, says Larry Pratt, president of the Gun Owners of America. They are coming for our freedom, for our money, for our kids, for our property. They are coming for everything because they are a bunch of socialists. Pratt was one of the speakers at the Second Amendment March in Washington on Monday. The crowd, made up almost entirely of men, used language about war and fighting, but when pressed, they were quick to point out they don't mean actual armed violence. You see, this is how CNN framed the narrative, and I was a speaker at this march with Larry Pratt and Susanna Hupp and Nikki Gosar, and many other women who were present. And this is the way they portray gun owners when they talk about a gathering in Washington, D.C. of gun owners. The love fest you're getting ready to witness that they're ramping up for now, that I've been warning you about for the last 3 weeks that was coming, is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen. You're not going to get skewed coverage like this. It's going to be fawning. It's going to be loving. It's going to be caressing. And I could go on, but you get the idea. But the mere thought that the Parkland kids are behind this and putting this on all by themselves is laughable. It's a joke, and it's a lie. And again, lies of omission from the mainstream media. You didn't know Planned Parenthood was involved. What a despicable outfit that is. You didn't know Move On was involved. That's as far left socialist as you can get. You didn't know the Women's March was involved, did you? If you did, it was because you dug a little bit deeper than the mainstream press, because the mainstream press doesn't want to tell you those things, because they want to push the narrative that it's all the kids. And as Stephen Gutowski exposed, it's not. And we know that a large portion of this money is coming from Bloomberg-funded organizations, Everytown for Gun Safety. Then you've got Giffords. Then you've got the Brady campaign, largely irrelevant in the scheme of things today, but nonetheless going to be there claiming their 15 minutes of fame along with the kids. And who else? The other bigwig liberal groups and the celebrities. You've got Soros money pouring into this thing. And I can promise you that David Hogg, who's all over the news, didn't know how to do any of this 2 weeks ago. Didn't have a clue. That's because he's not the one putting it on. But somebody that does have a clue about what it takes to do this is a dear friend of mine, my publisher at White Feather Press. If you're interested in my books, Lessons from Armed America with Kathy Jackson and Lessons from Unarmed America with Rob Pincus, foreword by Ted Nugent on that book, previous book, foreword was by the great Masad Ayoub, is Skip Coriel. Skip, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for joining me on short notice to talk about this after Stephen's appearance last night on Laura Ingraham's program. Skip, you came to mind immediately. I've been thinking a lot about you. I think we've kind of touched on this subject when we've talked privately over the past couple of weeks a couple of times. But you know a little bit about what it takes to put on a march on in Washington, D.C., don't you?
Oh, gosh, I do. You know, basically, you put your life on hold for a long, long time, and you open up a vein. You put your bank account, everything. It's incredible what you have to give to organize a march like this.
How long did it take you from the initial thought, hey, you know, we should do this, up until the point, for example, I took the stage? How long was that process?
Mark, it was almost a year and a half. It was just an ungodly amount of time. And we're not talking about a part-time thing that you do after work or something. I worked this thing full-time. And when I say full-time, I had two businesses. I put them both on hold. Didn't grow them. I just kept them, you know, out there, just barely, you know, above water. And then I worked it from sun up right up until, you know, midnight at night. You know, emails and phone calls and social networking, all of that stuff. It was just incredible how much time it took me to do that.
What kind of help did you have?
Well, it was all volunteer. We had hardly any money. You know, we had been going probably, no one gave us any large donations right up until about 4 months before the march. Fortunately, you know, you're affiliated with the United States Concealed Carry Association. Tim Smith finally stepped up and said, hey, you know, I want to help you guys out. I see what you're doing, and I want to help. And he gave us some seed money that we could use to, pay some bills. And, you know, we did the whole march for under $100,000. Most of our time was spent trying to raise money, getting the permits and, the Porta-Johns and dealing, with government officials. And it's just You wouldn't believe, you know, there were probably several hundred volunteers, but when you're working with volunteers, it's not like you can just say, hey, go ahead, go do this. You know, drop what you're doing and do this. So it was a lot of, it was a lot different than that. I would have loved to have, you know, unlimited funds where I could just hire someone to do all this stuff, but that certainly wasn't the case with the Second Amendment March.
So it's plausible to say that a group of young teenage kids who knew nothing about any of this 3 weeks ago have some help in very high places.
It's more than plausible. I would say that's pretty much a true, sure statement.
Could you have done this in 3 weeks? They've done this. The kids are claiming they've done this in 3 weeks. It's for them. It's by them. It's about that they've done all this in 3 weeks. You're going to have 500,000 people there. Is it possible to have done this all by themselves in 3 weeks, knowing what you know and how long it took you to do it when you went into it as an adult running two businesses and put your businesses on hold? Is that even possible? Because, boy, I'll tell you what, my gosh, we should hire them to do marches on our behalf.
Mark, it's not humanly possible for anyone to do that in 3 weeks without funding, a lot of funding, and without professional support. Whoever's doing this is a professional organizer.
And those professional organizers will have professional attendees as well. And by that, I'm talking about Planned Parenthood, Move On, and the Women's March. These are pros.
Yeah.
These are pros.
Yeah.
These are all pros. This is who's putting this on. And then when you throw in there a 500,000,000 clams by Looney Clooney, by Bloomberg, God knows how much he's put in. I have no idea. The celebrities themselves are putting in a 500,000 apiece. Just the three that we know of. There are more. I don't know if Michael Moore's involved in this at all. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't heard about Michael Moore, but that guy, he's not real impressive anyways. But
well, you just keep him up in Michigan, which is where you're at right now. Hey, Skip, we're getting ready. Leave him up at his multimillion-dollar mansion on Torch Lake. I've seen it, by the way. It's very beautiful, and I'm glad that in America he has the ability to do that for himself. Yesterday he was on a panel decrying the wealthy in America, along with five other multimillionaires. Really astonishing that they even put themselves on TV like that and embarrass themselves. Nonetheless, when we come back, Skip, we'll continue the conversation a little bit because I want to find out from you how the whole thing worked out. I mean, coordinating everything. And I'll give you a list of the speakers, too, just to let you know the who's who of was there and how difficult this was. Back with Skip Coriel after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, you know what I'm going to tell you. The ArmedAndResponsible.com is winding down, okay? It's at the end of the line, the end of the rope. I've been talking about this for weeks. It's your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true. 10 of you will take home $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. That's the Kimber 1911. Completely free, but the chance ends this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to ArmedAndResponsible.com to lock in those 10 chances instantly and free. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds, but you're almost out of time. ArmedAndResponsible.com, ArmedAndResponsible.com. Also, please support the rest of our sponsors here on the show today, AAR promo code over at MyPillow.com and Warfighter Tobacco, AAR promo code. And take the discounts. They support us. We support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. It's tough out there when you got 16-year-olds determining policy, or so they think, right? Jeez, the media in America today, what an absolute joke. Let's go back to Skip Coriel. Skip, I would like to say, first of all, I know how much effort you put into what went down in 2010, and you didn't have anywhere near 500,000 people show up, did you?
No, it was very disappointing. I think that's one of the big differences between liberals and conservatives. Liberals, it seems like they always have lots and lots of money, and they're very, very passionate about everything. Whereas conservatives, it's like you have to use a blowtorch to light a fire under them to get them to move. It's a big difference.
Well, that blowtorch, this is where I think a lot of people realize and understand that this is going to backfire. You've got, let me go to David Hogg for just a minute, okay? I'll pick on the kid because he's got himself out there. And again, it's not personal. He can say anything he wants to say. A lot of what he's been saying is factually incorrect. We've pointed some of that out. But right now, when you see a kid like David Hogg who is using expletives to define politicians and the NRA as being blanks of the NRA. Actually, he said blank of the NRA. He should have used plural. Maybe he didn't. It was Laura Ingraham that said maybe if he stayed in school, it wasn't me, maybe if he stayed in school, he'd figured out that he should have used the plural because he's been out and about a lot lately. But I'll digress. That was her, not me. You can read it. You can look it up. She said that. I'm only repeating that. Having fun here. But the fact of the matter is that he's ticking off a lot. Millions and millions of Americans are getting sick and tired of being attacked by this kid. Whether it's calling the NRA blood money or female dogs or anything else. The conservative base gets riled up and ask Al Gore what happens when gun owners go to the polls. He loses his home state. And there are many other examples of that. Pennsylvania, Michigan, where you sit, Wisconsin, Ohio. So I think what's happening is that giant beast that you're referring to, the conservative base, just sits idly by, and unfortunately we take it. But then when it comes time and our guns are on the line, we show up to vote, and they know it. So chance that this could backfire too, right? Because I know a lot of people who are getting sick and tired of just this insufferable, continuous attack from these kids who, frankly, haven't been around long enough to put this in historical perspective and don't really, quite frankly, have a clue when it comes to the historical context of what they're talking about other than guns. Skip, am I right?
Well, yeah, you're right. One of the problems that we ran into when we organized the march is that conservatives are different than liberals in another facet, and that's we have jobs.
We have to go to work.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just be a professional protester, work for George Soros or whoever. We have to, go to our kids' soccer games. We got to raise our kids. We got to have father-daughter talks. And we got to pay off all of our bills, our mortgage and all that stuff. And it's really hard to get people to just put their family second and do all that. But, sometimes you have to do that. But you're right. There is a point. It's like there's a saturation point where conservatives say, okay, enough's enough. And then it's like they come out of the woodwork and the mainstream media goes, what? What just happened? Where did all
How did that happen? Right. Yeah. Well, we saw that with Trump's election. We saw the same thing. You're defining what happened with Trump's election and the fact that they still can't figure it out. Hillary's so mad she's in Mumbai talking about it. Like anybody gives a crap about Hillary anymore. Let's go to a list of the speakers and this is just a partial list. But of course we had Larry Pratt from the GOA. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun. He was wonderful. You'd never see the media put him up anywhere. Susanna Hupp, survivor of the 1991 October 16th massacre in Luby's cafeteria. Watched her parents murdered right before her eyes. Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, constitutional sheriff. We know Richard Mack well. Michael Bain, host of the Shooting Gallery from the Outdoor Channel. A prolific author and TV host. Nikki Gosar, whose husband Ben was murdered in a bar in Tennessee, which was a gun-free zone, and the criminal shouldn't have had a gun, but he did. And Nikki didn't because she's a law-abiding citizen. And she didn't even though she was being stalked by this guy. Nikki spoke. Nikki Stallard spoke, right? Oh, from, from the Pink Pistols out in California. But the media, CNN, said it was mostly all guys. But it was all walks of life. The Pink Pistols were there. I've spoke. I'm on this list. Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers was there. David Burnett, who at the time was with Students for Concealed Carry, former president. And, of course, there were others. Mancow was there. Famous talk radio host. Tim Schmidt, founder of USCCA, spoke. And many, many more spoke at this thing. And there were a few thousand people there, but it was nothing like what the leftists are going to organize. Skip, when you find out Planned Parenthood is involved in this, the irony there.
Yeah.
What do you think? What goes through your mind?
Well, I guess what goes through my mind, it just reinforces everything that you're saying. This is a far, far left endeavor. And that's the thing. The left, they never, ever let up. They never, ever give up. It's like they're driven almost in an irrational way. To take away freedom, to take away liberty, their hatred for guns and gun owners. It's just, it's an insatiable hatred. And it's almost, I hate to use the word demonic, but it's almost demonic the way they're driven. And they just keep going. And it's like they're going to keep going until they get what they want. So it's like, you know, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. We can't give up. We can't even rest. Because if we do, they'll just roll right over the top of us.
Yeah, and demonic, let me rephrase that for you. I think where you're going with that is make it sound a little bit less frightening. But in their possession, they're possessed by their desire to take away our freedoms in that sense. And you are absolutely correct about that. They are. Here, I want you to think about let me phrase it this way. You've got a group of teenage kids who are screaming about taking away their own rights.
Yeah.
Taking away their own constitutional rights when they become adults themselves. And one has to wonder why. I wonder how one of them will feel when they have to sign up for selective service. Because they're old enough for the government to force them into service, God forbid it ever happen again in a large conflict. So now we have to start with the discussion. Do we have to start looking at taking away their voting rights? If we're talking about, if they want to give up their constitutional rights, do they want to give up their voting rights? Apparently they don't want to do that. But these are legitimate questions to ask. Because owning a firearm in the United States is a constitutional right. Hey, Skip, we got about 20 seconds real fast. Where can people hear your podcast and see all your cool stuff?
Oh, yeah. You can go to whitefeatherpress.com for all the writing and literature. Go to amazon.com. Do a search on Skip Coriel. Check that out. I'll go for the podcast, The Home Defense Show. Go to homedefenseshow.com.
I got to stop you right there, homedefenseshow.com. Skip, thanks, brother, for everything and for putting on that march. You know a little bit about it. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.